Would you agree, though, that how we bathe those genes over the course of our life is still maybe more important than the predisposition to the disease?
Much more important, yes. That's exactly it. Some of the stuff that I'm presenting in this paper is concerns the Pima Indians. The Pima in Arizona have an 80% obesity, 60% metabolic syndrome, 60% diabetes, and live a fairly short time simply because of their diet and their exercise. They eat the worst of the American diet, and they do, on average, less than 2 hours physical work per week. Now, they are genetically identical to the Pima Indians of the Sierra Madre, who have virtually zero metabolic syndrome, virtually zero diabetes, virtually zero obesity, work 22 hours a week on average, physical work, because they're farmers, and eat a simple diet of fruit and vegetables and tortillas. They're genetically identical. But the Pima of Arizona have the highest rate of diabetes in the world. So you see, there are many, many predispositions that need not be brought out in life, depending on the environment in which you place them.
We're still better off to understand both, I suppose.
Oh, of course, yes. There's a good reason for understanding it. When the P21 gene was identified, it was 2007. By 2008, a company had brought out a test for it, and they took it to the World Heart Organization conference, and they gave away the test. And more than 400 cardiologists went through the test to find out if they had gene. So there's a great deal of interest, great deal of interest.